It's Memorial Day Monday, May 30th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Al-Shabaab Muslim militants came for Christian school teachers Philip Okumu and Daniel Wakesa in the middle of the night. They surrounded the men's house in their small Kenyan village near the Somali border and then tossed a grenade through a window, reports Voice of the Martyrs. As flames spread through the concrete block structure, Philip and Daniel ran for the door and were shot to death as they exited the building. According to a group of Somali Christian leaders, the men were killed for sharing the gospel with their students. Although based in Somalia, Al-Shabaab terrorists move freely across the country's borders with Kenya and Ethiopia, in a region known as Greater Somalia, enforcing their harsh religious standards with brutal injustice. Sharing the gospel in this region is extremely dangerous. Revelation 6 verse 9 says, "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband, Paul Pelosi, was arrested at 11:44 p.m. Saturday night in Napa County, California, on two misdemeanor counts of driving under the influence and driving with a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 or higher, reports ABC News. Peter Arredondo, the chief of police of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, reportedly delayed law enforcement's response to the deadly May 25th shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, 80 miles southwest of San Antonio, reports Insider.com. As the on-scene commander, Arredondo believed the gunman had barricaded himself in a classroom and, quote, "there were no more children at risk," end quote, and ordered officers not to engage the suspect. Meanwhile, the gunman continued firing on a fourth-grade classroom, ultimately killing two teachers and 19 students and wounding 17 others. Kids inside the classroom kept calling 911, including one at 12:47 p.m., more than an hour after the shooter entered the school, when a student begged the 911 operator, quote, "please send the police now," end quote. Stephen McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said there were 19 police officers in the hallway outside the classroom where the shooter had shot students and teachers with an AR-15. By the time a specialized team of federal officers arrived and entered the school, they had to get keys from a janitor to open locked classroom doors. More than an hour had passed since the shooter had arrived at the school. At a Friday press conference, McCraw said that was a mistake.
"With the benefit of hindsight, it was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. We believe there should have been an entry as soon as you can. Hey, when there's an active shooter, the rules change. It's no longer that barricaded subject situation. You don't have time. You don't worry about outer perimeters. We don't care what agency you're from. You don't have to have a leader on the scene. Every officer lines up, stacks up, goes and finds where those rounds are being fired at and keeps shooting until the subject is dead, period."
It remains unclear as to why Arredondo made the decision not to breach the locked classroom with the team of 19 officers. Arredondo has been noticeably absent from other news briefings on the school shooting. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is upset that he was misled about the police response to the shooting.
"I was misled. I am livid about what happened. The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that. There are people who deserve answers the most. And those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers that are accurate. And it is inexcusable that they may have suffered from any inaccurate information whatsoever."
In an internal email leaked last week, dated January 18th, Jose Soto, a State Farm corporate responsibility analyst, announced to its Florida insurance agents that, quote, "State Farm is partnering with the Gender Cool Project," end quote, to place a three-book bundle into the hands of public school teachers and school libraries, which advocates being transgender and binary to five-year-olds, reports likeacreepyneighbor.com. State Farm wants American children nationwide, as young as five, to be asked, quote, "Have you ever heard the word transgender before? Do you know what that means?" End quote. State Farm wants to confuse your children, saying just because a doctor says that you're a boy or a girl doesn't actually make you a boy or a girl. State Farm's books lay out step by step what children should do to learn about transgenderism online and come out as transgender to their parents. State Farm encourages kids to question their own gender identity and reconsider their pronouns. You can express your concern by calling 800-782-8332 or by sending a letter to State Farm CEO Michael Tipsord, 3 State Farm Plaza South, Bloomington, Illinois, 61791. In an article entitled "State Farm Needs a PR Insurance Policy," Family Research Council reported that customers and State Farm employees alike blasted the leaders over this foolish decision to, quote, "go woke," end quote. A National Review explains that State Farm got such backlash, it has backpedaled. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." In related news, to object to Fisher-Price, the toy company, creating the Little People Collector RuPaul figure set based on RuPaul, the flamboyant cross-dressing man, you can call Fisher-Price Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern at 800-348-0751. Plus, you can add your name to the American Family Association petition. We have it linked through our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Memorial Day Monday, May 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.